Thank you, Hubert, and I was glued to the television set last night for the programme on Joséphine Baker. Hello again. And for the third time, this is Malcolm Laycock sitting in for Alan Dell with the Dance Band Days first, before we move into the swing bands at 8 o'clock. And so we're selecting first some of America's sweet bands of the 30s, which I'm very glad to say quite a lot of you seem to be really enjoying, judging by my post bag. Today, though, I'm going to put a few puzzles before you, just for a bit of fun, because I have a whole collection of singers for you to try to recognise. For example, Malcolm Clark in Stone, Staffordshire, would like Any Number by Guy Lombardo. So that's where we'll start, but who's the singer?
Just like a drug, you're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms, I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone, but now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. No, I can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches, and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. Can't break it. You're getting to be a habit with me. Can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches, and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. Can't break it. You're getting to be a habit with me.
Well, I thought I'd give you an easily recognisable voice to start with. They get harder, I promise you. Bing Crosby, of course, there, singing You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me, with the most successful society dance band ever, in terms of record sales, and a band much admired by Louis Armstrong, too. The sweetest music this side of heaven was played by Guy Lombardo, who was born in Ontario, Canada, and along with his three brothers formed Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. And the brother Carmen was leading the sweet saxophone section. In the 30s, the band was used on the Burns and Allen radio show, and in 1938 they replaced Wayne King on the Lady Esther Serenade program that I mentioned last week. Now there's a connection between that Guy Lombardo record and the next one. I say no more, or I shall give the game away.
Thank you. got everything, everything I'm wild about. You've got everything, just what I can't do without. Your smile is like a rainbow, so full of good news. You make my little old heart go bye-bye, bye-bye blues. You've got everything, style and smile and class and clothes. You've got everything, this and that and these and those. I forgot to mention that undefinable something. That's what you've got everything.
Did you spot the connection between Bing Crosby and that was younger brother Bob Crosby with the Anson Weeks Band before his days with the Dorsey Brothers and then being hired to front the Musicians Collective, which became the Bob Crosby Band? You've Got Everything was the song. The Anson Weeks Band didn't set the musical world aflame, but it did sport some other big names like singer Tony Martin and Xavier Cugat, whom we shall hear of shortly. But not before I challenge you with another singer. A lady this time, in front of Eddie Duchin and his orchestra.
Thank you.
Now you've got me worrying for you. The emotional sound of pianist Eddie Duchin's orchestra, which ebbed and flowed and carried the dancers to ecstasy. Well, that is when the ladies were able to take their eyes off Eddie and concentrate on their dancing partners. At least their partners on that number could eye up the girl's singer. Frances Langford, who had her first screen success in 1935 with Alice Faye and George Raft in Every Night at Eight. And then she repeated it in the following year in Broadway Melody of 1936, along with Jack Benny and Eleanor Powell. But I digress. And this is Malcolm Laycock digressing for Alan Dell on Radio 2. Here's another lady for you to identify, and she's doing the Uptown Lowdown. Singer, like Frances Langford, also appeared in films, notably 52nd Street and on Broadway in Finian's Rainbow. But actually she started out in Scotland and then on the bands of Lou Stone and Jack Hilton before she found fame in America. And there she was with the Abe Lyman Band. Well, have you guessed her by now? Or perhaps you recognised her anyway. It was Scotland's own Ella Logan doing the Uptown Lowdown, one of those clever and catchy song titles. And here's another such title for you. You're a Builder-Upper, played by the Leo Reisman Orchestra, but this time you have to work out who the boy singer is.
Never knew a girl so inconsistent. I'm a big shot at 1:30, a so-and-so by 2. Heaven forgive you for your sins, keeping me on needles and pins. You're a builder-upper, a breaker-downer, a holder-outer, and I'm a giver-inner. Sad but true, I'm a sapper-oo too, taking it from a taker-over like you. Don't know where I'm at, I'm just a this-er, then I'm a that-er, a taker on the chinner. My, 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 what a weakie am I to love you as I do. Just when I'm ready to sob, you hand me a prob, and everything is hunky-dory, and that's my story. Open your arms, and I'm a stooge for your charms. You're a builder-upper, a breaker-downer, a holder-outer, and I'm a giver-inner. Sad but true, I love it, I do, being broken by a builder-upper like you.
Wow, I must admit that singer is better remembered as a songwriter, particularly in partnership with Ted Kohler. It was Harold Arlen with the Leo Reisman Orchestra. I must say I prefer to remember Harold Arlen as a songwriter rather than as a singer. Reisman's other singers, though, included Fred Astaire and Lee Wiley. And Reisman it was, too, who gave Eddie Duchin his first chance. Incidentally, here's another claim to fame. Leo Reisman made RCA Victor's first LP record and also the first stereo record, which sadly was never issued. But now we'll turn to a band leader who started out in partnership with Abe Lyman to form the Syncopated Five. This is Gus Arnhem, who became Sophie Tucker's accompanist in the 20s, backed Bing Crosby in various radio shows, was a radio star himself in the Lucky Strike program, appeared in the film Putting on the Ritz, and gave early employment to a young arranger called Stan Kenton. This recording, though, features his largely forgotten band singer.
Thank you.
Gus Arnhem's version of Let's Fall in Love, and the singer was Jimmy Newell. I was saddened last week, by the way, to hear of the passing of Lawrence Welk at the age of 89, who had continuing success after the war with his television show, which lasted right through until 1982. But he wasn't the only one to make use of the new medium of television. So did this band. And there are two singers here, one of whom is the band leader, and the other his wife.
My hands are itching for those keys. Our troubles will go winging the moment we start singing all our favorite melodies. Let's get the gang around that used to hang around, and when the neighbors hear us sing a chorus, there'll be nothing too good for us. Oh, Susanna, I'll let you sing soprano just off that old piano tonight.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, that's the scale. Everybody ought to know how to sing from do to do. There is nothing finer than a minor strain. It's the kind of melody gets a lot of sympathy. Accordion D is beautiful, I heard somebody say it.
Accordion D is marvelous, according to the way you play it.
Oh, Susanna, just off that old piano, my hands are itching for those keys. Our troubles will go winging the moment we start singing all our favorite melodies.
Oh, look, your father's here, and here's your mother, dear. It's time we had the parlor newly painted. Time for us to get reacquainted. Oh, Susanna, take off that old bandana. Just off that old piano tonight.
If you're under the age of 50, you'll probably know the son of those two singers, who was a squeaky clean rock and roller, Ricky Nelson. His parents, Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard, were two of the best singers of their generation. Billy May wrote a lot of their arrangements for their radio shows, but then they moved into television with a hit series which ran and ran, called simply Ozzie and Harriet. But we've just heard them dusting off that old piano, of which there were frequently two such instruments in the orchestra. And I think I saved one of the most interesting Guess the Singer records till last. And I think we need a change of rhythm, too. The tune is Yours, which was a hit for Jimmy Dorsey, but I've got the version here by Xavier Cugat. As for the singer, it was her very first record.
Thank you. yours to the end of the story. This pledge to you, dear, I bring. Yours in the gray of December. Here or on far distant shore, I've never loved anyone the way I love you. How could I, when I was born to be just with you?
Yours, the Xavier Cugat version, and the very first record by Dinah Shore, which paved the way for her to work for NBC with Henry Hotlips Levine on the famous Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street radio show. And finally, in the dance band days, I'll give you just a glimpse of a band which led the way in moving from a dance band to a swing band. And after the news at 8 o'clock, we'll return with its swinging sound.